In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So be honest, who heard the first reading and went, uh-oh? Nobody? It's a subject that the church doesn't really want to talk about. This idea of sin and not following God. It's actually, the first reading caused me to think of a fantastic poem called The Church in the World. It was written by a woman, I believe, in the early 1800s. But it's actually talking about the church being enamored with the idea of the world, which brought me to what I wanted to talk about today. Jen and I were walking around Chicago yesterday. We actually had been given tickets to the Blue Man Group, and it was a lot of fun. But the attitudes of the people around us, most were good, some not so good. But it caused me to start thinking about the attitudes other people have towards us. We hear in the Old Testament reading God talking about, all right, whose ways are actually unfair? You know, I gave you a set of rules, a set of standards to follow, and you don't do it. How is that my fault? Which led me to start thinking about people in general and Christianity as a whole. And I've had this happen to me many times, and I'm sure that you've had it happen as well. As you go through life and people start to interact with you, they think that you're one way, but as soon as they hear the word Christian, they make a judgment. You see, we've gotten caught up in this idea. There is the Christianity that the church knows. There's a Christianity that the saints Catholic know. There is a Christianity that was brought forth by Christ. And then there's a Christianity that the world thinks it knows. Stop and think about that for a minute. In the Christian faith, there are numerous denominations. You have the Orthodox, you have the Catholic, you have the Protestant, which consists of Lutherans, Episcopalians, Methodists, even Unitarians. All of these are classified as Christian. All of these become part of the world's ideology of what a Christian is, but they don't all believe the same thing. Give you an example. Jehovah's Witness. Christ died on a tree, but he wasn't really the Son of God. There's no Trinity there for him. So when you hear readings like this, you begin to wonder, okay, what do we actually take from this? How do we actually proceed forward? What do you hear from Paul? Work out
faith.
Really? Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. One of the key words there is work out your own salvation. Not that you aren't supposed to be a part of the community, but that if you actually sit there and say that you follow God, that you follow Christ, then it becomes no one's responsibility but yours to follow Christ. Which means you don't get to blame the church for its inadequacies. You don't get to blame the world for its desires. See what I'm getting at? The world will call you something that you don't truly have to be. The responsibility comes from us to follow who we profess to follow. And it was very interesting as I began to think about that. Because I've had that experience where there are people that sit there and say, "Oh, you're a priest? Well, you must be Catholic." "No, I'm actually married. I'm an Episcopalian." "Oh." Or I've had people that have been perfectly fine with me up until the point that I acknowledge my faith. And they turn the exact opposite because I'm one of those Christians. You see, they haven't discovered Christianity. They don't know my faith. They don't know what I believe. But they know what the world says Christianity is. And that's all they know of Christianity. Let's be honest, right now the world is saying Christianity is a really bad thing. Are you surprised to know that there are people that are actually trying to get Christianity declared as a hate group? Did you know that? Pray for your enemies. They're a hate group. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm getting at? The point that I'm trying to make? God sits there in the Old Testament and says, "It's not my ways that are unfair. I have told you what to do and I've asked you to follow it. You haven't. That doesn't make me unfair. That makes you someone that doesn't listen. The same penalty for you is the same penalty for every single person in Israel. How is that unfair? My grace and mercy abound. Anybody who does evil and turns around will then not die." That's grace, by the way. It's a really simple aspect. But people hear Christianity anymore and they think of the culture wars that we've engaged in. They think of the dissension among the different denominations. They think of the schism born by our own church not even 10 years ago. The purpose of a Christian isn't to follow a denomination. It isn't to be Episcopal. It isn't to be Lutheran. It isn't to be Methodist. It is to say, "Christ is my King, and Him I will follow." It's that simple. Christianity is something that you are. And church is something that you do. That expresses who you are. When you have that understanding, then it becomes you do not let the world or others dictate what your faith truly is. What should dictate your faith? What should make you a Christian is what you see in the Word of God. Which is why in the story of the Gospel reading, we have the two sons working in the vineyard. And it's become a very popular thing in today's Christian ethos to be the son that says, "Yeah, I'll go work in the vineyard. Yeah, whatever." Why? Because we let everything else around us dictate what kind of Christian we are. When the only thing that matters are the commandments of God that have been given to us. We continually want to simplify readings of the Bible in the words of Christ written in red. And if we don't like it, we ignore it. oftentimes because the world says, well, you know, you really don't have to follow that. That's too hard to follow. There was a brilliant saying back around the time of 9/11 when everything started getting really, really crazy. And it was simply this: when you stand for nothing, you'll fall for everything. The other good one, and probably my more favorite one, would be, don't have such an open mind that your brain falls out. What I mean by that is, don't let the world dictate who you are as a follower of Christ. Understand that to be Christian means that you are in the service to Christ, your Lord. Him you follow. Don't listen to the world and let them change that. When you do something like that, it is a very powerful tool for evangelism. People see that. It's one of the reasons that they hated the prophets so much. You know what happened to most of the prophets in the Old Testament? The true followers of God, the ones that tried to do the best that they could. Do you know what happened to them 9 times out of 10?
Killed.
That's right. We don't like what you're saying, so we are going to make you miserable and kill you if we can. There is a cost to discipleship. You work out your own fear and salvation with trembling and fear. You follow Christ. You do His will, and you let the world take care of itself. You do His will and not be caught up trying to make nice with every little component. One of the most refreshing things that people say are, look, what you see is what you get. This is the way I am. You can like me or not like me, but I'm not going to change for you because that's not who I am. I don't want to be you. I want to be me. And when I'm me, I do my best to follow Christ. And I hope that you do too. Amen.